Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I'm Achiri Adams, history teacher at the Coleridge and Parry School and a graduate student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cahill, celebrating its 60th anniversary. September 17, 1952. Shipping news. On this day, September 17, 1952, the Barbados Advocate reported that the schooner Philip H. Davidson arrived in port yesterday from British Guyana. The cargo vessel brought some 987 bags of rice and other general cargo. This shipment of rice was thankfully received as there had been a shortage of rice in Barbados due to supply chain interruptions in British Guyana. Despite this current shipment of rice, it was believed that the scarcity of the product in Barbados would continue until October 1st, when imports would fully resume. Rice was a staple food in Barbados. However, dwindling supplies of the product resulted in dramatic price increases and a general food shortage. Barbadian housewives, who were now forced to buy rice for as much as 60 cents per package, instead, purchased more locally produced foods. Locally produced foods were only available in moderate quantities. Therefore, the increased demand, which the high price of rice had caused, quickly reduced stocks of sweet potatoes, yams, and other edibles. It is within this context that the arrival of the Davidson, under the command of Captain C. Seeley, was greeted with enthusiasm by Barbadian consumers, who anticipated that the availability and price of rice would stabilize. The Davidson also brought supplies of wallaba posts, cast iron coal pots, charcoal, matches, and a great quantity of hardwood, including greenheart, mora, crabwood, and purpleheart. Also arriving on island yesterday was the MV Blue Star, which came from Nassau, with stocks of lumber and mahogany. French liner SS de Grasse arrived in port with passengers and crew after berthing in Jamaica, Curacao, and Venezuela. 3 hours after its arrival, the liner weighed anchor and left port for England. Readers were also informed that the SS Lady Rodney was expected to arrive on Thursday with passengers and crew, and that a number of lighters were undergoing repairs in the inner carenage. On this day, September 17, 1952, the Barbados Advocate printed a synopsis of maritime arrivals and departures. Due to its location, commodities produced, and reliance on imports, Barbados was a hub for intra-regional and extra-regional shipping.
Today in Bajan History with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.